Peace and all good from Franciscan Media. I'm Father Jim Sabak, and this is the Inbreaking of the Word. 16th Sunday in Ordinary Time. We have just completed almost to the end of the month of July. We are, if we looked at all of the Sundays in Ordinary Time that we have, that would be both before Lent and then those that follow after Easter. We are almost the halfway mark of these Sundays in Ordinary Time. I think we're past the halfway mark of the year, and we're past the halfway mark also of the summertime. So within all of that, we now move into the 16th week within our counting basically up to that point in which God will be all in all, and the fulfillment of God's promises will finally be revealed to us at the end of time. So what do we have? And again, there are still also echoes of Easter within all of these Sundays that again follow Pentecost, that follow the season of Easter. And so where is that echo today? Well, we have Genesis first to lead us into this, where Abraham recognizes that there are three visitors. Are they angels? Are they something else? Never really clear. But three visitors who have come from God, who Abraham entertains by having Sarah make some cakes or some rolls or whatever it is, and they kill a small calf, and they prepare the calf, and they bring curds and whey and things like that. And and he serves these strangers, these messengers, because he realizes that they are more than just travelers, than wayfarers who are passing by where his encampment is. And because of this kindness, they say to him that because even Sarah is aged and, you know, beyond childbearing years, people say, when they return again in the following year, Sarah will have a son. So this idea of serving these messengers, this idea of helping entertain these messengers brings, you know, a promise of good to Abraham and to Sarah. Now, what's not recorded in this is that Sarah laughs when she hears about this because she doesn't think it's possible. And the strangers kind of challenge her on that laughter, but it still doesn't get in the way, again, of God bringing forth Isaac from Sarah and Abraham, and can now continuing or moving forward with God's promise of making Abraham, Abraham's descendants, numerous as the stars in the sky and the sand at the seashore. All of this because hospitality was shown. In Colossians, as we continue reading the semi-continuous reading of Colossians, we basically again hear Paul once again affirming that what his message is that of Christ, and that we might have life because of this message, and that Paul goes to great strength or to great lengths to be able to express this message, and we need to be attentive to it. So what Paul is doing, he says, is not again for his own self and for his own upbuilding and his own pride, but it is always for those who are his listeners, that they might have a fullness of understanding who they are and who they are before God and how much they are loved by God. Now looking at the gospel. So Colossians has to kind of be separated out always, because rarely does it connect with the first reading and the gospel. It's just this idea of opening up a letter from Paul, as we hear throughout Ordinary Time. But Genesis and Luke connect, but they don't often connect in the way that most people have read the Genesis, the Lucan reading, because the Lucan reading is about Martha and Mary. And again, in Luke's gospel, it's just Martha and Mary. There is no talk of Lazarus, but yet in John's gospel, this is the same Martha and Mary who have a brother Lazarus. So, you know, so again, there's something that's missing from Luke's account of this, a person that we do see in John's gospel. And we have to kind of remember this. Martha and Mary. Martha is working at serving basically a bunch of people who have come to the house to hear Jesus talk, because Jesus seems to be friends with this family of Martha and Mary and Lazarus. And all these people have been invited. Martha is working incredibly hard. Mary, on the other hand, is seated at Jesus's feet, listening to him spout wisdom after wisdom after wisdom, and loving every bit of it. And when Martha complains that Mary isn't doing any work, Jesus kind of chastises Martha and say, Mary is doing the better thing. You know, don't be busying yourself with all kinds of things. And that's kind of where it has often been left. Mary is good, Martha is bad. And it's always, Martha, Martha, Martha. You say that to people who are always so busy and worried about many things. But is it true that Mary has chosen the better part? For centuries, this has unfortunately been the way in which religious, primarily women religious, you know, have been raised to be passive, constantly listening, you know, for Jesus to speak or whoever is speaking, to have that kind of very demure, passive experience of all of this. Whereas those who were more active or engaged were sometimes, you know, called upon as being prideful or arrogant or only self-serving or whatever it is. And that created a lot of discord sometimes within communities. And it still does perhaps even today. This idea of just basically listening to Jesus and sitting there and nothing more. As important as that is, as crucial as that is, we are not basically being very fair to Martha in the story. Because the story has to connect with the gospel reading, with the Genesis reading, in which basically Abraham goes ahead and prepares a meal, the same thing that Martha is doing. And because of that, goodness follows Abraham's actions, Abraham and Sarah's actions. Jesus doesn't seem to be working in this way. And so the connection of these two readings is kind of puzzling. But the reality is that this is where we have to look at John's gospel. Mary sits at Jesus' feet, listening to everything that he has to say, loving every minute of it until Lazarus dies. Again, Lazarus, who is not mentioned in Luke's gospel, but mentioned in John's gospel, dies. Again, this is the whole raising of Lazarus business. He dies, and where is Mary in the midst of all of this? Mourning, tears, sorrow, grief has possessed her. She can't do anything. All she can do is cry and cry and cry. Martha, on the other hand, knows that something has to be done. And when she finally hears that Jesus is on the road after 4 days waiting, it's not even 4 days after Lazarus has died, he's in the tomb for 4 days. So again, it's all the sense in which, like, might have been a fifth day or a sixth day before they got Lazarus in the tomb. It's been a long time that Jesus has not appeared. All of a sudden, he decides to show up. Martha runs to him and yells, "If you had been here, he would not have died. But now I want you to do something about this." And that is something important. Challenging Jesus in everything that he says, again, everything that he was talking about, maybe talking about everlasting life, talking about healing people, talking about bringing people back from the dead, making the world a better place. Mary seems to have forgotten that. Mary does not seem to remember that. But Martha does. Even in her own busyness, something of Jesus's words floated into her ears. And when her brother dies and she wants something done about this, it is she who runs out to Jesus and demands that something be done, and something is. He is raised. We are called to be people of both, dimensions, of both demeanors, be people who will sit passively listening to Christ, but also be people who are active in this world. We cannot sacrifice one for the other, but we have to make sure that our activity in the world is always based upon what it is that Jesus says, to remember what he says. And sometimes it's even reminding God that you promised this to us. We need to see it unfold. We need to see it happen. We need to see it real in our lives. Do not disappoint us. Show us that you are the God that you are. That kind of action, that kind of intensity of faith, that kind of beauty and wonder, again, of who we are as creations of God, can only flow from recognizing the fact that Christ is risen. And because of that resurrection, if God can do that to Christ, God can do anything. Continue blessed peace and good from Franciscan Media. May the Lord give you his love.